Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yevamos Daf Kuf Tesvav, Yevamos 115. And on Kuf Tesvav, Amad Aleph, the Gemara tells us the following incident. There was a man, and at the end of his wedding party, there was a fire in his house. The way it used to work was that people would celebrate in their house for 7 days, and then that would be right after their wedding. That was what was called chuppah. Amru hu debesau, chazu gavrai, chazu gavrai. So his wife said to the people there, Amru hu debesau, his wife said to them, look at my husband, he's burning to death. Asu chazu gavra charuka deshade upista didesh deshadia. So the people came, and they saw that there was a person there, that he was charucha, he was charred up, he was burnt, unfortunately, and deshade pista didei, and they saw that this person, that he was lying there in one place, and he saw that his hand was lying in another place. Savra Chiyabar Abin Lamemer Hainu Ishnu Alenu Beis Bayis Ishnu Alenu Mara. So he thought to say, that this is like the case of the Brayisa earlier, that we're meaning to say that we just have to be worried about, just like the woman escaped, so too the man escaped, and so maybe she can't marry again, because just like she was able to escape, it's not enough. So Amarava mi dummy, it's not the same there. There she was saying, in this case here, she's saying, look, my husband's burning. Vod gavra charuka deshadi upista dida deshadi. And here also we found a dead man lying burnt, and we also found a hand lying burnt. So therefore, in the other case that the Gemara had cited previously, nobody was found, and so therefore it's possible he escaped and he ran away. But here we see that there's a dead man. So why is Rav Chiya bar Abin saying it's not okay? So the Gemara says, Rav Chiya bar Abin, what would he say? Gavra charuka deshaja, ema inish achrino asega tzule v'achil tenure. Maybe it was another person that came to save him, and then he got burnt up. Upista dide deshaja nura itloya. Maybe the hand that they saw, that was from another man. Maybe it was another man that came to save him. And so therefore, he got a blemish, and because he got burned up by the fire, maybe that's why he ran away. So therefore, it's not a proof. The Gemara tells us another story. We're just saying powerful stories that are on this page, that the Gemara tells us now a story from another story that Rabbi Akiva said, Kishiraditi Lenardai Aber Shana. It's also on this stuff. Rabbi Akiva says that when I went down to Nardai to calculate the new year, so Rabbi Akiva traveled from Eretz Yisrael to Nardai, and so even though Nardai is outside of the land of Israel, usually they have to be Ma'aber the Chodesh in the land of Israel, but this time they had to go outside the land of Israel. Maybe it was a time of Shmad that they were not able to do it because of persecution. So he said, when I went down there, Matzati Nechemya Ish Beit Deli. I found Nechemya, who was from Beit Deli. V'amar, he said to me, Shemati Sheim Asin Es Ish Ab Eretz Yisrael Pi Eid Echad Ela Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba. And so he said, I heard that in Eretz Yisrael they don't marry a woman on the basis of one witness's testimony, except Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. The only one who does it is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. V'namti lo kein advarim. And so I said to him, yes, that's exactly the case. That is true. Amarli said to me, Emro lehem ishmi, he says, go tell them in my name, atem yodim hamedina azu mishubeshes begayasos. He says, this country, Medina Azos is Mishubeshes, is all confused with Gaiosos, with the armies traveling in. But Kach Mekubani Mi Rabbi Gamliel Azakein, Shemasiyin Aishal Piyedechad. He said, I want you to go back and tell everybody when you go back that I have a tradition from Rabbi Gamliel Azakin that on the base of one witness, that indeed you're allowed to allow a woman to remarry. My Medina Meshubeshes Begayasos. Now, what was the meaning of when Nehemiah Beis Deli said that the whole country was Medina Meshubeshes Megayasos? So he says, "What the Rav Afagav the Medina Zumeshubeshes Kach Mekubani Shemisiani Apiyed Echad." Doesn't it mean that even though this Medina is all confused, nevertheless we're going to allow a woman to marry on the basis of a single witness? And Alma Eidecha Mehemah. We see from here one witness is believed. Gemara says that's not the case. That's not really the case. Alma Rava Hachikamra. Atem Yodim Shem Medina Zumish Ubeshus Begayasos for Avsharli Mishbak Inshi Beis Yumaisi Kamei Rabbanin. Because there's so much of a wartime going on here, I can't travel to personally testify in Eretz Yisrael. That's all. Nechami Ishbois Deli was saying. He says, I can't personally go and tell, but you have to go on my behalf and testify before the court in Eretz Yisrael that this is a tradition I received from Rabbi Gamliel that you're allowed to marry on the basis of one witness.